Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Patrick Murphy, first baseman Brooke Wells, and designated player Alexis Papillo will begin with an opening statement from Coach.
Thanks, Ben. Hey, first I just want to say thank you to everybody at Kentucky. I know this is a hellacious week in terms of hours spent at this field, event management, grounds crew, everybody behind the scenes, you guys. So thank you. We appreciate it. I think it says a lot about the strength of our conference when the Arkansas, who is one hell of a good team, finishes seventh and is number one in RPI. It just speaks to the strength of this league, top to bottom, and obviously what Auburn and Ole Miss did this week as well. And we say it all the time, anybody can beat anybody in this league, and it was perfectly honest this week. So we're just glad to be able to get a win, get another opportunity tomorrow, play another good team, and get in this environment, this atmosphere, to get ready for the next 2 weeks.
All right, we'll open up the floor for questions. Please direct your questions to either Coach Murphy or the student athletes.
Joe Menzer, ESPN, SEC Network. Could Brooke and Alexis, could you talk about your back-to-back home runs, and particularly you, Brooke, that really was huge, obviously.
Thank you. I think just learning from my first two at-bats and kind of just rolling over and trusting the plan I've been working on all year and just staying relaxed mainly, but just trusting what I've been doing.
It is such an honor to be able to hit
behind Brooke. I know that might sound weird, but she is an amazing player and an amazing person, and I'm just so grateful that that she's my teammate.
Coach, when you speak of top eights out of this conference, what would be your expectation in those super regional hosts? Is it 4, 5, 6? What are you thinking?
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. You're come the brain on. In this room. Not me. I'm just a coach.
Yeah, really. Come on.
Oh, shoot. Maybe 5. Just thinking about it.
Brooke, with all these home runs you're hitting, are people starting to get you mixed up with Kendall Wells these days?
We joke about, we have a joke on our team. They're like, oh, that's your cousin. So, no, we're not related at all, but it is cool just to see, like, somebody else just going at it.
And, I mean, and then there's Hannah Wells, mm-hmm. too. I mean, yeah. None of you are related, right?
No,
I mean,
sir.
It's kind of last name this year.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is crazy, but it's awesome just to see everybody going out and balling out.
Hey, with Mother's Day coming up, could each of you talk a little bit about what your moms mean to you real quickly? I know it's not game-related, but could you do that, please,
yeah,
for ESPN?
So my mom is so incredibly special to me. She is the one that gives me my competitive fire that 100% comes from her. And she is just my rock. I just know that I can always call her, and she will be one call away to help me with anything. And she didn't play softball. She played college basketball. But through me playing these last 15 years, she has learned the game and has become such a student of the game. And every time I get a hit or our team does really well, I look up in the stands and I just see her tears come to her eyes because she understands the hours of hard work that I have put in. You know, she's seen me at my worst and she's seen me at my best. And she is just one heck of a woman.
Yeah, I would ditto to that. I mean, my mom's name is Jamie Wells, and she's just my best friend. No matter what, she's the strongest woman I know. And she did play softball. She played at University of South Florida. And so just growing up, like, I was so lucky to have somebody that's, like, been here, done that, and, like, be able to, like, have that role model to follow, like, in the footsteps. But my mom has been my world my whole life, and I'm just so grateful for her as my mom.
And my mom is Jean Murphy, and she's 96 years old. She lives in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And every time we're on the SEC Network or ESPN, she sits in her chair and she's got her rosary beads in her right hand and her remote in the other every game. So when you guys put us on TV, we have the biggest fan of college softball sitting in her house in Cedar Falls, Iowa. So thank you.
Thank you.
I can't let.
I think that's my favorite question ever.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Lex, I've had the favor of seeing you on the other side of the field. And so from a standpoint of what has happened to you in the last 15 months that we've seen this change in maturity from an MMA fighter to a teammate?
So I don't know if many people don't know this, but I've lost close to 40 pounds since last season. We had some tough conversations in my exit meeting. And first of all, I'm just so grateful that I have good enough relationships with my coaches that they feel comfortable enough to say that to me. And I'm so appreciative that they did say that to me, because then I was able to go back home and be able to lose the weight and become a better athlete so that I could contribute to our team. And that was my goal, was being able to contribute to the team. And I just didn't feel like I did in the way that I wanted to last year. And because of, I was on the other side of it, and now it's a little bit different. You know, the coaching staff have just done an amazing job with encouraging me to, number one, be a really good teammate, but also to play as hard as I can with any opportunity that comes our way.
I would also like to say that Lex, I know this is our first year together, but like, she's the hardest worker that I've ever met. And like, it's, you can just see it throughout our team. Like, it makes everybody else want to work harder. It makes when we bat together, like, we want it for each other. And we like have this relationship, and I'm so like grateful for it. But Lex is really the hardest worker on our team, and it shows throughout our whole team.
Second row.
Coach Jeff Brown, D1 Softball. You look at your schedule knowing potentially Arkansas, and now you've got Florida and then whatever awaits in the championship. What did you want to get out of your team today? And you just praised Arkansas, and yet midway through this game, you just kind of dismantled them and pulled away, and Coach Dyfel wasn't happy with their effort, thought you guys were certainly much more aggressive. What did you want to see out of this team? And that there today was a World Series championship game type performance, was it not?
I don't know about that. Yeah, darn it. Well, number one, you want to experience the atmosphere, you know.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Favorite team wins all year long, because it was a really good opponent in a big setting, and they answered the call, every single one of them.
Season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-914.
These are lilies and daisies in a basket. No other florist can match their combination of style, quality, and service. Call Sue's Florist today, 758-2100.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact...
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
A national championship team covering a national championship team.
The best sports talk in the state.
Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC. Heard from Coach Patrick Murphy. Alabama softball, Chase, doing some good things. They continue on in this SEC tournament. They've got Florida scheduled up next today. We'll see if they can knock off the number three ranked Florida Gators in this tournament. That is scheduled to begin at 4 p.m. Central Time here on ESPN. I say here like we're on ESPN. Over on ESPN, you guys can watch it there. Go support the ladies, man, because they are doing some really good stuff, and I know they're fired up about everything that they've so far accomplished this season. I mean, Chase, there's been a lot of accolades, a lot of things that they've done, and it's looking really good for softball, so make sure you guys support them if you can. Not necessarily go out there, right, but if you got that on your TV, tune into it. Support those ladies. All right, that being said, Chase, I know you keep up with Coach Murphy and softball a lot, man. Anything you want to chime in on that about, or just about this team, kind of what they've been doing? Because I know you spend a lot of time over there, and you get a lot of good content. Make sure you guys check out Chase's content if you haven't already. But what's your thoughts as this softball team gets ready to take on Florida up next at 4?
I'm excited, Christian. I really am. I think just with the quality of play that Coach Murphy and staff has Alabama right now, if you're an Alabama fan, you should be happy. They're in the semis. They play later today, like Christian said, but a big win yesterday. The bats were rolling. Brooke Wells, Alexis Papillo, who you heard earlier. The pitching is well. Brisky, the SEC Player of the Year. You know, the things are starting to really gel together, what Coach Murphy wanted in the beginning of the season. But some other headlines, really, Christian, Oklahoma, one of the best teams in the country. They lost to Georgia yesterday. Big shocker right there. I believe Tennessee, who has one of the best pitchers in the country, lost a couple days ago. So the SEC is kind of all over the place right now. So that's great for Alabama, especially teams they haven't beaten this year. So if Alabama can get past Florida, which I feel like Alabama can match up well with them, just kind of limit the home runs, they'll be fine. But you know, Georgia plays Texas, which is going to be a big one. They play later tonight. So it's great overall. I'm excited. You know, Alabama, finally, they have the bats. They have the pitching. They have the fielding. They have everything that they need to really go far. And they probably will host a regional, which if they're able to, please go out, support this team. They are a big, big component here at Alabama. So, but yeah, I'm excited. And just it'd be a good game with Florida. I'll say that.
Yeah, it definitely should be. Florida's been a very good team as well. They're sitting at 48-9 as they head into this quarterfinal round. So I'm imagining this is going to be a good matchup. Definitely looking forward to, like you mentioned, some of those other good teams already knocked off. So Alabama's closing in on what could be yet another SEC championship, which we know. I mean, Coach Murphy has done a really good job with this program. This is a good lesson for folks, I think, about patience, right? I know last several years, you know, there's been a little bit more I guess, pressure over on the program. Some people sharing some thoughts. Coach Murphy, I've always been a big fan of his, man. He's awesome. If you guys have ever met him, you guys know he's as good as they come. But, man, he's done such a great job with this team, and they've just had so much success. Now, clearly, they still have a lot of goals ahead of them. And like you mentioned, the regional, I think it's pretty much guaranteed that they will be hosting something as well as they've played. So I'm looking forward to that. I've gotten into softball to talk about that, and attending those regional games are always fun. So definitely we'll have to go check some of those out, Chase, and be talking about it as we are officially these dog days of summer, man. You know, football talk definitely slows down a little bit, but we're going to keep pushing along. It is a free-for-all Friday. So if you guys want to get in on the conversation, we always encourage you guys to do so. 205-342-9904. We've been talking a lot about the whole, I guess, changes coming to college football. Well, at least that's what we're expecting, right? 2014 playoffs. So if you guys still have any thoughts on that, feel free to mention those. But I feel like we've pretty much we've discussed it at length. I think we've looked at it from about every lens possible. And I think the general consensus, Chase, is that, well, nobody's really too happy about that. A matter of fact, a lot of people have come out and voiced their frustrations for it, which I understand we've talked about it, but we haven't heard too many other opinions outside of, you know, our own and, you know, our listeners. But Josh Pate has gone on, you know, for, I guess, a number of different, I guess, videos now talking about this whole matter. And here's a few of his thoughts when it comes to this 2014 playoff expansion, which, a little spoiler, he is not a big fan of.
I dismiss the idea that you got to have playoff implications on a college football game for it to mean something on its premise. But for the sake of argument, let's let that logic in the door. Which games are you talking about? Which games? Do you just mean the bigger the bubble of the playoff, the more games gather meaning at no cost to any other games that already had meaning? Because that's not the real world. That's not the way it actually works. See, here's the way it actually works. You're not creating more meaningful games. You're just taking meaning off of certain games and putting it on other games. Ohio State and Michigan, each facing each other at 10-1, not only know they're in the 2014 playoff, they're in with a bye, Jesse, according to some of the formats I've seen. And we've taken meaning off of a game that features teams actually capable of going on to win the whole thing. And we've manufactured meaning on like 8-3 Nebraska versus 8-3 Iowa, you know, to lock down the 22 seed. A game featuring teams that everyone knows aren't capable of going on to win the whole thing. You didn't create meaning on anything. You actually stripped meaning from games featuring teams good enough to win at all. So they just get to operate with a safety net. Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Oregon, they just get to live with a giant safety net under them. Or put another way, they enter the season knowing they're going to make the playoff.
All right. So I know I said we were kind of putting that conversation behind us, but I know Josh has been very vocal about his thoughts on this whole deal, and we hadn't necessarily listened to it yet. So I at least wanted to play this and kind of just cover this part, because this is one thing I will say, Chase, I don't think we talked a whole bunch about when we were discussing the whole 2014 expansion was maybe watering down other games. I mean, we kind of hit on it a little bit, but I don't think we really went into detail. And I think that's one of the biggest arguments that you're hearing from a number of people when they talk about this. So, Chase, let me ask you that question. Do you feel like a 2014 playoff system would, in fact, pretty much just water down the competitiveness of other games? Because in Josh's opinion, it basically just states that if you're a top football team, whether you're Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, whoever it may be, he's basically saying with a 2014 playoff system, there's almost no way you don't make it to the playoffs, unless you just have it maybe a historically bad season or you just go out there and play uncharacteristically. But if you can afford to lose three, maybe even four games and probably just coast into the playoffs, he feels like that genuinely is going to be impacted with the 2014 system. I mean, do you think that's the case? I'm just looking at it from the lens of, as a player, you know, when we had games that even weren't even, you know, big time games, we always had the same approach, right? So I don't think the players would approach anything differently, but maybe he feels like from a leadership perspective. I mean, what are your thoughts on what Josh just said there, Chase?
I agree 100%, Christian. I think it's come to a point where what games do you value during the season? You know, do you rest some starters? Do you? Because it's the longevity of these seasons are getting too big. I don't think people realize that athletes are humans too. Like, they can't go through all these practices, having all these classes, which, yes, athletes still go to class. And, you know, they still have, you know, got to get ready for the weekend and eliminate all the distractions. And you want them to play at a high level. I feel like it's too much pressure to be put on these athletes, these coaches, these athletic departments, trying to produce all of these championships, all these wins. And it's like the NCAA adds more and more obstacles for these programs to face. Heck, a lot of these programs are having to eliminate a lot of the other sports, like the Olympic sports, like track and field, which I think will be impacted fully. I think with soccer is going to be next. Tennis. So a lot of the NCAA, what they're putting in this basket, right, of college football as the granddaddy of them all, it better produce or it's going to be affected. Because I do agree with Josh, you know, a lot of these top programs like Texas, like Ohio State, like Alabama, and so many others are having to strategically look at it like, okay, you're asking us to perform at a high level for X amount of games, right? Try to get our seating right so we can have home field advantage. But then you're asking us to play more games than we are and then travel more and then eliminate possibly bowl games that won't mean anymore. So there's a lot of question marks. I feel like the more they do, the less we get farther to figure out a solution for college football. Because at this point, Christian, I don't know about you, it's a nauseating. I feel like every day it's something new and it just makes the sport that we all love, the sport that you play at a high level with and now that you cover, and the sport that I'm starting to cover too, it's just like, what's next? Heck, are we going to start eliminating home games at this point? Like, I don't know what is next with what they want to do for they want to do for college football. Like, it's just madness.
You know, you make a bunch of great points. I know we got to hit this timeout here, but when we come back, I mean, maybe I'm just too open-minded. In my head, I'm like, I feel like I can find another angle to look at it, and it kind of makes a little sense to me. But we'll hit this quick timeout. When we come back, we'll respond to what Chase just said, and we'll keep on rolling. Plus, a couple other things that have come up again. We talked a little bit about it at the end of the show yesterday. Alabama officially canceling the series with Oklahoma State, which they had to do because they, I guess, overscheduled number of games that they had for 2027. But the good news is they kept the big one, which was Ohio State. So shout out to Alabama and Ohio State maintaining those games. We got to hit time out. We come back. We keep on rolling right here on this Free For All Friday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
These flowers at 514 Hargrove Road East in Tuscaloosa. Make her smile on Mother's Day with one call to Stephanie's Flowers, 345-3074.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you, aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone.
I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611. 9611.
Roll Tide. The best sports talk, period. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
TVC Chase, have you ever heard the term beating a dead horse?
I have indeed.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm doing here right now, this whole conversation. But listen, it is clearly the dog days of summer, right? And to be fair, this really is like the biggest headline of the week. And it's still, there's just still so much to talk about it. I apologize if it is getting old. I mean, we'll talk about some other things. It's a free-for-all Friday. Feel free to call in and switch the subject, and we'll definitely throw some other stuff at you. But we hadn't played the audio from Josh Pate. So I wanted to play it because, again, we've talked about it between each other. We've talked about it with Adam. We've talked about it with our callers and you and Reed. But the whole, like, watered down, I guess, perspective, I'll be honest, I didn't hit a whole bunch on that because I didn't feel that would be that significant, at least in the manner in which I feel like people are really pushing that narrative right now. For me, Chase, this is what I was talking about it during the break. Really, for me, I just, as a former player, like, I just, it's hard for me to understand how, like, people really could go about themselves and not take things as serious, just given they have some more cushion. You know what I mean? Like, even if we had a 12-team playoff versus our 14 playoff, we knew, like, so I do understand from one angle, because with our 14 playoff, I'm telling you right now, we knew, like, hey, man, we didn't really have room for error. Like, if we dropped one game, it was like, that was like our one mulligan. That was pretty much how it worked. Like, that was the mentality of us and anybody that was playing college football from 2014 to, I guess, what, 2023, however long the 14 playoff lasted. That was pretty much the mentality. You get one mulligan. You literally have one mulligan. But on the flip side, we saw that people were canceling home and home games. We just were talking about the home and home series between Georgia and Florida State. They canceled that. However, they're searching for a neutral site location. So I guess if I had to flip that whole argument around, Chase, I would argue that expanding the playoffs brings more significant regular season games because people are going to be more aggressive in their scheduling, in my opinion. For example, Alabama and Ohio State keeping that home and home series. So I guess, like, for every negative, we could probably find some type of positive, maybe. Now, I do want to go back and clarify. I was thinking that the 2014 playoff would, I guess, help bring some significance to some of these bowl games that had otherwise become meaningless. But after further learning that the reality is it's kind of probably going to push those bowl games even further out the window. That's definitely not helping either way. But to be fair, I guess all of it kind of just depends on how you look at it. 205-342-9904. I know we got a phone call we got to get to. We got David from Pennsylvania. David, welcome in.
Hey, Christian. I love your show. I'm keeping the Roll Tide fandom going up here in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Listen, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. I love my time there at Alabama from 86 to 89. Listen, I just have a question for you. I'm not like an expert football fan. I was a music prof, but why are we expecting players, I guess, as a prof, former prof, here retired, I'm saying student athletes, and our college was an NCAA 3 program, but why are we expecting players to play more games? Is it for the academic betterment of the players? Is it for the betterment athletically for the players? I mean, I have my own ideas, but I just wonder from your perspective, because you guys have so much information, why is that happening?
Yeah, I can tell you it's definitely not anything related to academics. In fact, it has everything to do with the financial side of things. I mean, at the end of the day, David, it's all about generating more revenue, especially when the system involves paying players. I mean, listen, I mean, I know a lot of it is summed up to be NIL, but they have, in fact, moved towards revenue sharing, which we know that's going to be a pretty big deal moving forward. I mean, they're even trying to limit the NIL side of things and really lean into the revenue sharing. So, yeah, so that money has to come from somewhere. And the reality is a lot of these schools can barely even keep up. Like when they first announced the $20.5 million revenue share number, when it first became, I guess, legal to do, a lot of schools didn't even really have that extra money. Because that's like $20.5 million that they have to come up with. Meaning, you know, when you look at the numbers of these programs and the revenue that they're generating, let's just face it, football and some men's basketball programs, and I guess depending on some schools, like maybe the University of South Carolina women's basketball team, I mean, UConn women's basketball, there's going to be select teams. But the reality is football is probably the like only sport that generates a lot of revenue, and not everybody has a Alabama football or a Georgia football or Ohio State football. Yeah. And so I think personally, you know, the more games that they're adding, it's going to, you know, make for more TV deals, right? You know, they're going to get big time TV deals to cover these extra playoff games. You know, fans traveling and attending these games, that's going to generate more revenue. So personally, I think it has everything to do with generating more money, which, to be fair, when you're now paying players or at least compensating, which is fair, you got to find a way to generate some money. And I think that's really what's kind of driving this whole thing.
Well, I know it's a dilemma, and I don't have answers, but I do think I taught. I was in the opera world for many years, and you know the muscles of the throat can only be used; they have to be used very carefully in the larynx, you know. And so we're all the time, at the same time, expecting singers, you know, to sing, you know, in halls that without amplification, that really tests the voice. So, you know, we're having to be very, very careful, just like an athlete, that we don't overuse the voice so that it takes wear on the instrument too soon. And so I just have concern for any player at any level, you know, not wearing themselves out too fast so that they won't have better days, you know, ahead in the professional leagues. And I guess I kind of lament that on one level for those athletes in that respect. Does that make any sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. And listen, I respect your perspective on that and having the athlete's best interest in their health in mind. A lot of people, they've kind of disregarded that now that they're being compensated. So I definitely appreciate and respect that, David. I understand that once they've opened the door for compensation, they're going to look at it as, hey, well, the athletes now have to sacrifice a little bit more. You know, they're getting compensated. Well, if they want to get compensated, they're going to have to be okay with playing an extra game or two, which I think, you know, to be fair, I think it's probably a fair trade-off, right? I mean, you see it in the NFL. They try to extend the regular season. And I know there's a lot of pushback from those guys. But ultimately, I mean, they probably come to an agreement. And that's why there's still things that need to be done. I mean, collective bargaining in college sports probably needs to be a thing. And you're just going to have to really kind of, you know, remodel kind of what we're seeing now. But no, I think you're making great points. And I wish there wasn't, because it does feel like they're kind of going away from the education side of things, which some might argue, well, when was education the true focus, right? Which they always used to joke around. They used to always say like education first and then, you know, sports second. And they would kind of flip the hands, right? They would hold up number two and then one with the vice versa. But at the end of the day, I mean, it still is about going to school, getting an education. Matter of fact, I just saw one of my teammates come back and graduate, Mac Wilson. He's with Arizona right now. Yeah, doing some really good stuff. Sure. But he came back and got his degree. So I think it's still important. Yeah. But, you know, in all honesty, where we're at with college sports, I mean, we're getting closer and closer to having professional sports models in college athletics. And as a byproduct, it does naturally kind of take away from some of that attention on academics. And that's why you see Coach Saban and others up at Capitol Hill trying to discuss that. And unfortunately, some people, they don't believe him. They're not buying it. But okay. He's trying. Well, he's trying, David. We'll see if it works, but he's trying.
I'm telling you, I had a wonderful academic experience at Alabama. I came from South Carolina to Alabama to study voice with Ed White there. And nice. He's one of the, you know, the most fantastic voice teachers in the country at the time. And so, you know, my experience, I have a family member who teaches also at Alabama. My experience at Alabama and even, you know, taking students there and recommending is that it's a top tier academic program. I loved every minute of it.
Oh, no, it was great. I had a great time at the university. Matter of fact, I'm trying to convince one of my cousins to choose Alabama. She's choosing between South Carolina, the University of South Carolina, and University of Alabama. You mentioned you came from South Carolina. What part? I mean, you know, I'm from Columbia, South Carolina.
You are? I'm from Greenville. I grew up in Greenville. Yeah, I got my education in Greenville. My parents were college profs in Greenville. And then in 86, I guess that was a Ray Perkins year. I can't remember. 86 to 89, Curry was a coach there during the time. I was on campus there. I was a teaching assistant there, I taught at Shelton State and taught at the university. I loved it. I loved the atmosphere. I loved the teaching. It was just a great place to go to school musically. And I watch all the games, but I sure appreciate you guys. You guys are into the weeds. You know so much about it. And I just appreciate the information and your diligence to all the details of your craft. It's amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. And, well, hey, maybe we need to learn about some of those details you mentioned with the music side of things. Now, I'll be honest, I was never talented vocally, but I will say I had a that I have it. One of my neighbors over there was, I think actually works in the music department. She gave me some tickets one time, and I went and attended one of the concerts that they had over at a music hall. And I'll be honest, I actually really enjoyed it. So if anybody's listening, man, if you ever get a chance to attend one of those concerts on campus, it's some pretty good.
Yeah. When I built that new music building, you know, when I was there my second year, and that was amazing. And they brought in Marilyn Horn, you know, just an incredible singer to open the place. But Ed White, you know, I don't know who's out there listening, but he was, I mean, a no joke pedagogue. And I mean, I don't want to put him on the level of the great one, you know, that you guys are talking about, our Nick Saban, but he could put a voice back together easily. It was great.
So you're telling me we had the Nick Saban almost equivalent to, I guess, in the music side of things, teaching over there on campus.
Well,
I never knew that. Wait, and remind me his name one more time.
Yeah. Well, this is Edward White, and he did a lot of his work over in Germany teaching. And my understanding is he got some really great training over in Italy, and he specialized in putting, you know, just like athletes that would have injuries, he specialized in putting opera voices back together, I think, that had taken a hit and needed some help. Yep.
Wow. I'm going to do my research. I got them pulled up here on Google on my other tab. Maybe during the break we'll give them a listen and see kind of what we've got coming out of Tuscaloosa here in turn. I would have never known that. So, David, I appreciate the information. Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you for you guys. It's fun to listen to you.
No, thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. And hopefully we hear from you soon. Yes, sir. Take care. Good deal, man. Another South Carolina to Alabama connection. That's cool. Greenville, which is ironically where my dad was staying and doing, you know, his preaching up there. I think Powdersville area, same kind of deal. So small world, man. Big shout out to David there. All right, we got to hit a timeout. We come back. We keep on rolling on this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the game, we'll do a free-for-all Friday sponsored by Brian Hardy Construction. We'll talk to Fred Beard from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll talk to Bill Bender, Sporting News, with some good news around college football starting at 2 p.m. here on the game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest-running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m.
To you by Titwell Chiropractic, the only third-generation chiropractor with over 28 years' experience in Tuscaloosa. Call Titwell Chiropractic at 752-7503.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
Get your life back, baby. Stephen Mezrano, Alabama Injury Lawyers. Mez wins.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping
body pain relief for up to 12 hours. From sunup to sundown, Aleve's got your back. Try Aleve. Use as directed for minor aches and pains.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Stay locked in, Tide fans. This is Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC, the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports.
back into this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Big shout-out to David in Pennsylvania. And he put us on to some new music, Chase. Edward White, University of Alabama's very own. We listened to a little snippet of it. I don't want to, you know, fool with any of the YouTube guidelines, but Chase, do you ever listen to any classical music like that? I know David mentioned opera. That seemed more the track that we just listened to was a little bit more just on the classical side. You ever venture off into the classical music world at all?
What's crazy is I do. It was something that I was recommended in high school because I had a hard time studying, and I was always listening to hip hop and R&B, and I noticed I'd be singing it, and I'd just be like, you know what? I'll do my studying later until I listen to classic music. And it would get me focused, it'd get me ready to go, and I did better in my test scores and just really just focused if I was stressed or had my anxiety. So yes, I'm a big, big fan of classical music and opera as well.
Listen, that's very fair. I mean, the study music is great. You know, I'm out of school, so I'm not studying a whole bunch now. I study Spanish, but half the time I'm listening to Spanish to study it. But yeah, cleaning around the house, I feel like, is good. And classical music is not bad, man. I kind of like it. Definitely appreciate that suggestion. All right, we're about to hit this top of the hour break here in a second. When we come back, we'll have Hunter. We all know he's going to throw a good question out there, which is great. Which, by the way, speaking of throwing something out there and making you think, Adam of Lamparello Law, if you guys haven't checked them out, our official legal representation here on the show, Lamparello-Law.com. Make sure you check out the new website. It's got all the information for everything that they do, not just legal services, which are very important, of course, if you need any criminal defense, academic misconduct, NIL, all that good stuff. They've got you covered. But on top of that, they offer top-tier services for high school, college, graduate students that might need help with academic or career planning. That could be subject matter mastery, exam and test taking preparation. They're going to help you make sure you accomplish everything that you're set out to do. So whether you are that student or you have some students of your own, make sure you check out Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Again, Lamparello-Law.com is the new website. It's got their phone number, 201-293-7974, right there on the website. And of course, you can always reach Adam at Lamparello-Law.com as well, and schedule a consultation right there on the website while you're at it, right? That way you can figure out exactly what the game plan is, what it might cost you. And speaking of costs, they will beat the competition, without a doubt. They have very affordable rates. So make sure you guys check out our friends at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. I bring them up not only to spread the good word about what they're doing, but also because Adam, who joined us on Thursday, Chase, he threw out a very interesting scenario. And he said, you know what? Scrap the whole 2014 playoff. We don't even need that. Why don't you try doing this? Why don't you try going back to a four-team playoff? Get this, Chase. This was the most interesting part. And once you have the semifinal games, you determine who are the two teams that will compete for a national championship game. They're not just going to play one time. They're not going to just play two times. How about make them play three times? A best of three series to determine the true national champion of college football. That was Adam's suggestion from yesterday. Adam's suggestion yesterday was a four-team playoff with a best of three for the national championship game. And we talked about it a lot yesterday, but if you guys missed that conversation or just now hearing it, if you want to let me know what you think about that. I'm curious because at first I was like, Adam, there's no way. We're talking about games and it's too much. But to be fair, you're taking away a lot of the other games. So it kind of ends up evening out, right? It sounds crazy right now, but would not be shocked if that ended up happening. You see it in basketball, you see it in baseball. Maybe one day people just love football so much. One game's not enough. They need a best of series. And maybe we'll have to go back and say, Adam, you weren't a madman. You were actually a very smart man. All right, we got to hit this top of the hour break. When we come back, we keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
TBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
The Detroit Pistons have won 5 straight games.
Left wing now to Cade against Struce. Cade with a step back long. Go! That shot was murder, and he got no nothing but net.
Pistons Radio Network on the call. They took down the Cavaliers 107-97 and take a 2-0 series lead. Cade Cunningham had 25 points and 10 assists. Tobias Harris had 21 points. On the losing side, Donovan Mitchell added 31 points. James Harden struggled. He only had 10 points, and two of those were in the second half. The Thunder held on to take down the Lakers 125-107 to take a 2-0 series lead to continue their 7-game win streak in the postseason. Austin Reeves had a playoff career high 31 points, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 22. In the NHL playoffs, the Hurricanes topped the Flyers 4-1. Baseball wins for the Rays and Cubs.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner. Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
And not down again. It was Christian Miller.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with four-time SEC champion and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
Here's college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Welcome back into this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Again, free-for-all Friday, man. We're kind of just talking about everything and anything, man. That's a traditional free-for-all Friday here on the show, especially during the off-season, you know, dog days of summer, man. We're just going with the flow, which we like to do that a lot here on the Miller's Edge. 205-342-9904. I say we go back to the phone lines, Chase. We got Hunter up next. Hunter, welcome in. What's up, man? Let me get myself ready because it's a free for all Friday. Nothing crazy going on today. So I know you're probably going to hit me with a question that's definitely going to make me think. So let me get a swig of this good old vitamin water. Hey, if you guys want to sponsor me, I drink vitamin water all the time when we're on the stream. So shout out to vitamin water. All right, I'm ready, Hunter. Throw it at me, man. What you got?
All right, so for this season, right, which five-star recruit will make the biggest impact early?
Which five-star recruit will make the biggest impact early? Let me pull up the list of five-star recruits just to make sure I have it right. So that would be, what, the 2026 Alabama recruiting class?
Yeah,
2026. Which one will make the biggest impact early? I mean, I feel like E.J. Crowell is probably the safest answer here. The only reason I'm saying, I have a little hesitancy there, even though I feel like he has the best chance to get the most playing time. Because you said five-star. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure. Because what I'm looking at only shows us, how many five-stars are we talking that we have? Let me, what site are you using?
Let's say, I'm pretty sure.
On three, maybe?
EJ? On three, 24/7.
I was looking at 24/7, and then now I'm looking at On3, and they have us credited in having this three: EJ Crowell, Xavier Griffin, and Jaire Edwards. So if we're only going off of those guys, I wasn't sure. I was going to say for some reason I thought Sedarius might have been a five star as well, but he's showing up as a four star. And I thought somebody said Jet Tamala was a five star. He's showing up as a four star. I thought Jordan Edmonds was considered
Jordan
a five star.
Jordan Edmonds is a five star too.
So let's just throw them in the list because people have said they're five stars. As on some site, they're five stars. So we're going to use these guys: EJ Crowell, Xavier Griffin, Jaire Edwards, Jordan Edmonds, Jet Tamala, and Sedarius Morgan. Let's just do process of elimination here. Let's take it back to my school days. Jet Tamala, let's rule him out. He's not saying he's not a good football player, but it's quarterback. Strange. We already know that. Yeah, exactly. He's not going to be starting quarterback. So we're looking at Jordan Edmonds, Sedarius Morgan, Jaire Edwards, Xavier Griffin, EJ Crowell. All right, this is kind of interesting now that we've expanded it a little bit. One would assume as special of a player as EJ Crowell is, and knowing how desperate we are to improve our running game, I feel like that one's seems like a pretty easy answer. But I would be cautious. Number one, because knowing he's been banged up. Now, Coach DeBoer mentioned he should be back fully healthy and cleared by June, but I don't know exactly what he's dealing with. I don't know the extent of it. And even if he does get back healthy, if he's been banged up, you know, thus far, who's to say it might not, you know, nag him or linger him a little bit throughout the year? Does that make sense? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep that in mind. Not to mention, we've had some other guys in that running back room step up a little bit. Granted, we haven't seen a whole bunch of him. Like, I haven't seen a whole bunch of him. He's been extremely limited throughout the spring. So you got that. Xavier Griffin, man, I think he's going to work himself on the football field, especially in passing situations. And I can see him having a pretty big impact, you know, down the line. Maybe it grows as the season goes on. I can see him maybe having very limited opportunities. I can see it expanding in him, you know, if he's one of the better guys at generating pressure, that role increasing. Jaire Edwards, I imagine he's going to rotate in there and get some opportunities. I just don't know how big that might be in year one, given how deep we are in the secondary. Jordan Edmonds, same kind of situation there. I thought he took advantage of the opportunities he had. I think Xavier Brown was banged up, got him some more reps at cornerback. But once those guys are healthy, he'll probably get some snaps, but I just don't know. And then last but not least, Sedarius Morgan. If I had to narrow it down, I would go between EJ, Xavier Griffin, and Sedarius Morgan. Those are my three that I would go with. And I probably would even lean more so EJ or Sedarian right now. With the injury to Noah Rogers, that puts Sedarian in a really good place to get even more reps. So if you're saying year one, man, oh, man, that's tough. I knew it was going to be tough, man. You thought it wasn't even a hard one, but it ended up being harder than I thought. EJ Crowell or Sedarius Morgan, who has the more productive freshman season? I'm going to stick to my guns. Oh, man. I don't know, bro. After seeing Sedarius Morgan this spring, I'm not going to lie, he surprised me. I understand the hype now. I think he's a lot further along for a freshman than I thought. And like I said, Noah Rogers is out. So that kind of bumps him up already, you know, another spot in that depth chart. Give me Sadarian Morgan, man. It's a free-for-all Friday. Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to go Sadarian Morgan because, listen, I think E.J. Crowell is going to definitely contribute. Hearing the way they talk about him, I'm sure he's going to be a special player. And we know how desperate we are to get somebody to really contribute in that running game to help us out. But we still got some dudes. You know what I mean? I feel like the opening to really have significant snaps, at least early on in the year, is like kind of, you know, there for the taking for Sadarian Morgan with Noah Rodgers being banged up. And we're going to throw the ball a lot. So I might go Sadarian Morgan, man. I think I might say Sadarian Morgan might be a little bit more productive this first year. Now, once things really open up the following year, I think E.J. Crowell definitely could see his impact grow even further. What do you think?
That's who I got. I got Sadarian. Because, I mean, like you said, I mean, E.J. has been banged up a little bit. And he's going to be, what, RB3? I mean, he's got AK in front of him and then Daniel Hill. So you're going to see him and AK switch out. So, but I think Sadarian, what you said, with Noah Rodgers going down, now this gets Sadarian coming in, and we've seen what he did at A-Day, so, yeah.
Yep.
I got high hopes for
Sid. I do, too. And speaking of him, for example, you know, we watched his tape, and I know some people are probably like, man, why aren't you don't sound so high on him? And I was like, it's not that. It's that I've never seen him play in person. I haven't seen a full game. And on his highlights, I'm like, okay, I see a big body receiver who has a phenomenal catch radius. He's long. He looks like he's got strong hands. You see him battling at the point of attack or, you know, high point in the football, you know, catching those contested balls. He's going to win all the 50-50s. He's going to make these crazy catches. And I was impressed, right? Like, don't get me wrong, but I didn't see a whole bunch of snaps in terms of – sorry, I guess my dad just jumped on with gospel music playing in the background. Sorry about that.
Now you're good.
I didn't see a whole bunch of, he on his highlight tape, there wasn't a whole bunch of clips of him showcasing his route running ability, like him creating separation. Those are things that when you talk about a receiver translating to the next level – that has to be there, right? You know, like a receiver has to show that they can, you know, deal with press man coverage. I mean, college cornerbacks are a lot different to what you see in high school. So I had some of those question marks. But after seeing this spring and then learning that, hey, this guy even can be a big slot and he can run routes and he can, you know, get open. He can create, I was very impressed with that. And then, like we mentioned, with injuries kind of opening things up, I think the door is right there for him to have a big impact. So, yeah, I think the
– Absolutely.
Yeah, I think on the surface level, everybody's going to say E.J. Crowell, but like you mentioned, I mean, Daniel Hill, you got A.K. Deer. Hell, even just saying, I mean, I've seen, Trayshawn Brown do some good stuff, right? I mean, I'm not sleeping on Kevin Riley either. I mean, we know that he's got a little bit of, something to him. So, yeah, I think C.D.
Got,
Morgan.
Man, we got the running backs, man. It's just – up front, it's got to be better. Simple as that.
Yeah, and I think I said this other day. I mean, I feel good about Coach Clem. You know, I still don't know him personally, but you know, just everything that I've seen or heard is everybody speaks so highly of him, and I think he's definitely going to help that room out a lot. Hopefully, he can get the guys that he has to work with, you know, as far along as he can. You know, that's one thing that they speak highly about is his development. So that's going to be a very positive thing, but. We'll have to see. If that offensive line can come together, it'll help everything out. And I think that'll give us a fighting chance because Lord knows we need – I mean, the skill guys are there, but is a trench play? That's the question. That's the million-dollar question. Dang, okay, all right. So that was a good one. That made me think, but it wasn't too bad. You didn't stump me at least. We used process of elimination. I think we came together on a good one, man. Next time we need to – I was going to do this sometime coming up, top players for offense, top players. When I say top, I mean like most important players. I think Bam Online's been doing like a countdown. I don't know if we're going to do a whole 25-player countdown, but I do want to kind of do that, like the most important players for this upcoming season. So make sure you're thinking on that because we might hit that sometime next week.
Absolutely.
You got a show planned tonight though, right? You said you're live Fridays, right?
Yeah, it's tonight, yeah.
What's the topic, man? Talk to me.
So we're going to do obviously the Ohio State Bama thing, and then talk about the potential expansion for the 2014.
Nice. Nice. Well, tell everybody listening how they can check it out tonight.
Oh, you can find us on YouTube at Roll Tide _ Nation Live, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
All right, man. If it, wait, 6:30 Central. So I got about 30 minutes because I, you know, I'm a big wrestling fan. So SmackDown, I might have to tune in to SmackDown tonight. So
you're good.
I'll give y'all a listen for about 30 minutes before my SmackDown comes on. I'm gonna check it out, man.
If you ever want to, you're willing to hop on with us for a little bit. If you ever want to.
I might jump on for fun for a few minutes before SmackDown jumps on. Hey, let's Chase, a big wrestling fan too. You got Backlash this weekend, which is a pay per view. So, trying to see kind of what's cooking up. But maybe if you send me a link or something, I can jump on for like 10 or 15 minutes one of these days. I don't know
what's
about
the
tonight.
Best way to contact you?
Go to our website, themillersedge.com, and there should be a contact page. Shoot us an email there. I'll be on the lookout for it. Then maybe sometime next week themillersedge.com. For our listeners, if you guys don't know, we do have a website, themillersedge.com. You can contact us there. I'll be on the lookout, man. I appreciate you calling, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. All right, good deal. Our guy Hunter, like you said, check him out tonight. Roll Tide _ Nation, man. I appreciate him always supporting our show and calling in and giving us some good stuff to talk about. We got to hit a timeout again. Quick reminder, that is our website, themillersedge.com. Check it out. Sponsorship opportunities. We do have some stuff available as we continue getting things ready for this upcoming season. So if you guys want to be a part of what we're doing, make sure you guys hit us up ASAP, themillersedge.com. You can get all that contact information and we'll definitely get back with you guys. We got to hit a timeout. When we come back, we got the Pastor Payne on here live right on the Miller's Edge, Tide 1.0.
Come see us and let us help you find something she'll love or something that makes you feel beautiful. Christie's Boutique, where you're always seen, always loved, and always styled. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation...
Right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter. You're listening to the home of Alabama Crimson Tide sports. Tide 100.9.
To this free for all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We're just chatting about a number of things, man. Shout out to Hunter who just called, man. Really interesting question. Out of all the five stars from this 2026 signing class, who do we think has the biggest impact in year one? I went with Sadarian Morgan. We counted him as a five star. I don't know if he was officially a five star, but we threw him in there. I think at one point or by one site he was, and I just thought everything lined up. Excuse me, for him to have a big impact. Or the biggest, excuse me, out of all the other guys in this class. Chase, before we bring my dad on here, I want to let you answer that real quick. Any thoughts on who you feel like could have the biggest impact for a five-star in this 2026 class?
I would say Sadarian. I think Sadarian is having comparisons to the Julio Jones. I think that's such a huge, huge feat to not only shy away from, but he's not afraid of it. You know, he's his own person. I think what I saw at A-Day in particular, yeah, he fits everything of what our caller Pat has been saying about Sadarian for the past year. So many other callers who were in recruiting, you know, Sadarian is that guy, and I feel like he's going to impact early and well, especially with the pass game of, you know, we have with our quarterbacks now. I think Sadarian is going to be able to figure out who he is as a person on and off the field. And I believe he's going to have an impact like on Amari Cooper, a lot of great wide receivers we've had here. And we've been treated to here at Alabama. I think he's going to etch his name into greatness.
He definitely appears to have that type of potential. Now, I always get cautious before we start anointing guys really early or making big comparisons. but I will say, no, I mean, to be fair, Chase, I mean, you can understand why. I mean, number one, they wear the same number, right? I think they're both rocking number 8 here in Alabama. Of course, the size, right, the body types, I mean, 6'4", 220-something. Both guys can run. Now, Julio, I will say, I mean, Julio, there's something just different about Julio. I mean, you talk about explosiveness, you know, top-end speed. Julio could run routes. I mean, strong, physical. I mean, Julio is like creating a lab. That's why I always say I get nervous before you fully say, hey, this guy's going to be the next, because it's like, man, that those are really big shoes to fill. But if you're, you know, if you're going off of anything that you saw this spring and you're just saying, hey, this guy at least – he's got the potential to do some really big things, like a guy like Julio Jones, especially given this kind of offense. Remember, that's a big thing with Julio. He comes from an offense, or he played in an offense where they wanted to run the football majority of the time, right? Play action system. I mean, and he still was able to put up those types of numbers. Imagine what a guy like Sadarian Morgan could do in an offense where all they want to do is they want to spray the football all over the place. They don't really run the ball, right? They want to move the ball through the air. And you've seen that he has the ability to line up at a number of positions as a wide receiver, which clearly is going to provide him even more opportunities. So definitely some interesting stuff there. Let's bring on the Pastor Payne, who is back in the mix for the first time in what feels like weeks, man. Where's Waldo? Where has Waldo been?
Well, greetings and salutations, guys. I hope everything is well. I'm in Columbia. I'm back in Nicola. I got one more week, a little over a week, get this event over and done with, and I will be free falling. So, yeah. But anyway, you know, call me Pastor of Reason. Call me the realest pastor. Call me Pastor Ninja, because I've just been sitting and listening to this foolish y'all talking about. Hey, Chase, by the way,
what foolishness? Hold on, Chase, turn his camera off.
You know, I know it's talk radio fodder, okay? Slow day, ain't nothing really happening. We like Hunter, I love Hunter, yeah. You know, we come up because you gotta have talking points, all right? You know, what 5-star? Listen, they're all 0 stars. Okay, Chase, you listen to me, Chase. I can see you in the studio, in your office right there. How you doing? They all are 0 star. I don't even know how to say 0 in Spanish. Zero. I know it's zero. They're all 0, okay? They're all 0. They're not even a uno or a dos or a tres. Definitely not cinco, okay? They're 0, okay? So they haven't done anything. They got to go prove themselves. They start at 0, okay? Prove to me what your star is when you finish your career. And God knows, I don't know what the percentage is. It may be at Ole Miss or A&M or seem like Ohio State. It's the pipeline to Ohio State. It's through Tuscaloosa. That's what it seems like right now. Now they said, certain cities are pipeline to certain set school. Well, seems like the pipeline to Ohio State is through Tuscaloosa right now with all this transfer portal. That being said, who knows? I mean, all you're doing is guesstimating. All you're doing is coming, maybe this guy looks like. We ain't really seen him do anything. You hope all of them play at the end of the day like a 5-star at the end of their career. But right now, I think you should be focusing on guys that you have seen with your own eyes, guys that you have watched play. You know, these guys that you have witnessed some kind of play. Talk about those guys, because that's going to be the heart and soul of your football team. It's not going to be a freshman. If you look at percentages, there's probably 80-plus percent of these guys won't even get a chance to do anything. I don't care what their star is. That's just fact. Your team is going to come from guys that have been there, transfer portal guys. You know, that's what's going to happen. So that's all. I mean, you know, I wasn't going to be on here crazy alone today, but I heard y'all, you know, talking about this recruiting and all of this. You know, come on, man. You said it. You know, you're not going to anoint somebody yet until you see what they can do. I don't care what they did. You know, a defensive end that had 20 sacks playing against a tackle that weighed 165 pounds and then can't run and can't move. Of course he's going to go. If he can run, if he's athletic, he's going to do something. Let's see what he does at this next level, right? Let's give him time, a little bit of patience, and see what they can do. But right now, to me, what about the redshirt freshmen? Redshirt sophomores, redshirt juniors, transfer portal guys. Who those guys who I'm looking at, who do they get in the portal that's going to be ready to play, guys? Because that, it's not about freshmen anymore. It's about who they can go get in the portal that's ready to take those next steps or to replace position that you've lost, like tackle, like Caden Proctor you lost. You know, who's gonna be the guy at quarterback? We've been talking about that. Who's going to be the guy at running back? You know, who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be the guy to replace the unheralded, you know, Jeremy Bernard, you know, Mr. Go-To? Who's going to be that guy? I think, to me, these are the conversations that should be had right here on the Miller's Edge, not some guy that's some a basement finder that just can write newsletters and you know, don't know nothing about football to get somebody a five-star. That's all I'm saying.
Chase, I think he might have been too busy packing his pipe to hear the full conversation. The question was, which of the five stars will have the biggest impact? So it did not include redshirt freshmen. It did not include returning players. It was a good question. Why? Because we talk about all the time, who's going to play here? Who's going to have an impact here? It was a fun way just to narrow it down, which I'm very appreciative of Hunter calling, because that was a great question. Sure. Because we've been beating a dead horse on the 2014 playoff expansion, which I'd love to get your thoughts on that at some point. But at this rate, I mean, the way you're coming on 0 to 100, I don't even know if we need to hear that, because you're just going to rip.
Well, you already know how I feel about AFC. That. Yeah, I did talk about that the last time I came on.
No, you did not, because it wasn't news. It wasn't news. Brother, you haven't been on in like 2 weeks. This just came out.
That would be, I won't call it a lie because that's harsh. That would be not the truth. Okay. I was just on last week with your boy Adam Lamparello. Just check. Go back and watch the video.
Okay,
when we were talking about Nick Saban potentially coming back, that was last week.
Okay, so eight days. So over a week. But the AFCA coaches came out 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago. So you haven't been on to talk about that. So I don't know where you're getting that from. But
no, I know for a fact we didn't mention, you asked me about that, you know, what's a fair number, you know, like it. And I said, I think, you know, 16 might be the cap, you know, because you were mentioning NCAA and you know, basketball version of the tournament, all this kind of stuff.
Maybe you had a dream. Maybe you had a prophecy.
No. I'm a prophet.
Maybe God gave you a prophecy.
No, but that's, but go back and watch the tape.
You foresaw you coming on the show and me asking you that question about the AFCA announcing that all coaches are on board to move forward with the 2014 playoff, if that is the plan or agreed upon by the other entities involved. But before you do mention that or answer to that question, let's hit a timeout, Chase, because I want to stay on schedule real quick. I know we got to hit one. We come back, we'll let the pastor continue on this rift or whatever this is that you.
It's Friday, baby. It's TG.
We see that. You
Chase, give me some of that. Obafemi, give me some of that.
There you go. There we go. I can get. Okay, now you're doing the Hulk Hogan. That's mixing them up a little bit, but.
That's Oba.
No. Oba's not doing the can you hear
he
me?
He stops and he does this.
He might have done a
no, you didn't. I mean, let me check it. Let me check the CTE, bro. that I know I'm right. You know about this is you WrestleMania. How do I know more about WrestleMania, son, than you do?
The point is, you might have seen him do it once, and you're saying he just does that. He might have done that once, but that's
he's done it once or twice. I know.
But
when they say oh,
he does the strut every week. The strut is that's a weekly thing. Bah. He's not doing that. There you go. Now, there you go. You kind of look like a. Never mind. All right. Let's hit this timeout. We come back.
My 25% Nigerian man.
I mean, you got it with the big old hand. How much wrestling have you watched,
man? I don't know what you call them things: algorithms, alchemisms, autisms, or bilisms, whatever on your phone.
Okay,
I'm getting all these algorithms of Oba. Femi, but I like that. I'm thinking about, you know, the next time I preach, I got to find that music because I'm coming like this because I'm coming to choke the devil. Chase, choke him. Kill us. Kill sin, Chase.
Wait. Okay, all right. We got to hit time out. I mean, brother, we might need somebody to check his pipe, seriously. Speaking of pipes, man, anybody that enjoys a nice stick, a nice pipe, a nice cigar, make sure you guys check out R&R Cigars, 2703 Gary Fitz Street here in Tuscaloosa. If you're not local, don't worry about it. Go to that website, rnrcigars.com. Code Miller's Edge. You like discounts? I know I do. All right, put that code in there. Get you a big old discount, free shipping if your order qualifies. And, of course, great weather here, man. You got baseball season, softball season, tournament time. Go watch those ball games over at R&R Cigars, wraparound porch. They got it there for you, just like they have over 160 bourbons for you guys to sip on with your stick. Make sure you guys drink responsibly. We got to hit a timeout before Oba Femi goes to the phone here and starts choking the devil out or whatever he's got going. And so let's take a timeout. We come back. We reset right here on the Miller's Edge. Ty Warner.
1000 or visit meswins.com. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start. Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping
it done by the professionals at ADT Precision Armory. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, behind Big John's Barbecue in Mountville. They do the weird stuff.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy. For guidance you can trust, call 201-317-5115 or visit lamparello-law.com. That's Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy. Proud partner.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
From Tuscaloosa to the world,
download the free Tide 100.9 app
for all the latest on Crimson Tide sports.
Of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. I mean, we've already, you know, beat this dead horse, but we're going to keep beating it now that, maybe we got to be careful saying like that. No animal cruelty over here, but you get the point. We got to ask the Pastor Payne his thoughts on this, Chase, because, like, I mean, we've been talking about it. Everybody knows what we think, callers think, everybody, even what Josh Pate thinks. But, I mean, it seems like the Pastor Payne's on one today. I mean, Can't even just have a normal talking point. This, hey, what five star is going to have the biggest production this season? Okay, he's still strutting. I mean, Oba just has that effect, Chase. I mean, it just has you just strutting. Do you just find yourself strutting around the house? Who? Do you strut around the house, Chase, or no? Not quite.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I can't lie.
The Road Warrior. Yes, the Road Warriors were bad, too.
Anytime that theme comes on, I'm not going to lie to you. It does kind of put you in that bounce mood, man. You just want to bounce your shoulders. But let me ask the Pastor Payne this. All right, 2014 playoff expansion, AFCA, has come out in total support of it. Coaches are saying, hey, we're up for it. That doesn't mean it's going to happen, but just know, if that is, I guess, on the table, the coaches have signed off, given their approval, which means there is a good chance that it eventually does happen. What are your thoughts on the 2014 playoff?
You know who's up for it is all the flunkies at the, you know, at the bottom from the second half of the 25, right? Because they can't get in. Because they know they're going to always annually be anywhere from 13, 14, 15 to 25. So, of course, they want it. Because they want that opportunity to get in there and try to stir up their own luck. But listen, I think, yeah, it'd be great because more games as a football fan, as one that loves football, watch games. Of course, I would like it because I'm seeing more football games. But from a legitimate standpoint, none of them, that second half is not going to win the championship. There's not going to be a 25th ranked team that wins the championship or 20. I don't see that. I don't see that happening. But if it's, you know, a situation that gives us more football, of course I would like it. I'd be in favor for it, but I don't think we're not going to see the Cinderella that everybody's hoping to see. Like everybody's thinking that, you know, we might see, let's just say, I don't know, who was your 24th ranked team this year?
Well, look on the screen. I don't know if you can see it well enough.
I don't have my glasses on, but.
Well, I was going to say, so this is from your buddy Brad Crawford. Granted, we had Pete Thamels pulled up the other day, and it was a little bit bigger, but this one looks a little bit prettier. But you can see, so this is how last year's playoff bracket would have looked if there were 24 teams included. Basically, I'll read it out for you. You know, the first round would have had Notre Dame facing Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt versus Virginia, Miami versus Iowa, Utah versus Michigan, BYU versus Houston, Texas versus Tulane, Alabama versus JMU, and Southern Cal versus Arizona. So let's just be honest. those aren't like big time appealing games. But like you said, I mean, there's just some college football games to watch to see who, in fact, continues on the playoffs. So there'd be a little bit more interest than just a regular season game. Then the top eight teams all had bye weeks. So that would be Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Texas Tech, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Oregon. So let me ask you this, because a lot of people are arguing with, they're saying if you go to a 24-team playoff, it is going to water down the regular season and take away the significance and the competitiveness of the regular season. What do you feel about that? Basically meaning like coaches and programs are going to have this big old safety net to fall back on, meaning, hey, we can lose three or four games, and more than likely if you're a top tier team that plays a competitive schedule, they're going to justify you being a 4-3 loss team, and you're still guaranteed a playoff spot. So they're saying,
I mean, listen,
go ahead.
I do think they're a really good 3-loss teams. I mean, look at Texas this past year. Like, I could see Texas getting in there, and if the bracket, you know, favored them, they could have gotten them, maybe, you know, made something happen. But this is like a top 15 team, or you know, I don't know. Like I said, I alluded to South Carolina a couple of years ago. You know, because what's happened is them teams that's 13 through 25, if they're not making the playoffs, these teams are losing their guys, especially the seniors or the ones that are draft eligible. They're gone, and then they get the bowl games. Don't give me the bowl game. It don't matter about that, because those guys leave. They check out. If they're not in the playoffs, they're gone. So that's the other thing that I would argue that maybe it might be beneficial, because guys will stay around, right? You know, to stay around to go and play in this playoff with the opportunity, a chance to win a national championship. So that, and I think that's probably one of the big things why they want to expand, because guys are leaving.
If you're not in the playoffs, become a little meaningless. Like bowl
right.
Games,
I mean, bowl games mean nothing. So, but if you make it, hey, you know what? Let's make it a tournament, top 24, right? 25, you're out, which could be a group of five team good. You know, that's the other thing I don't like is the fact that, I don't think the group of five should be in there at all. Make it a true power five, top 24 teams. You know, JMU Tulane should not be in there, right? Make it your top power five, 24 teams. Let them go play. Guys will stay around because all of those teams have NFL players on them. They will stay around. They won't opt out. They will play and make these bowl games. Now, they really mean more than just going to have a week in the sun and hanging out, drinking, and going to strip clubs. They actually go there to play football and have a good time, because we know that's what's going on. I mean, so that's right, Trace. So beat nobody. Kidding. You know, them dudes are out every single night. They break. They don't even have curfew, most of them. They're gambling. They're at strip clubs or they drinking. They don't care. That's what happened in bowl week. I know that for a fact.
Well, there is curfew, but it is late. Okay. The first two nights is late. Now, I will say, I mean, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that strip clubs are a popular place for teams that are attending bowl games. So we'll just leave that there. Shout out to Lipsticks down in Louisiana. All right. So we'll hit a timeout because I know.
Well, the Lord knew you were there. The Lord knew what you were doing.
I said I'm not going to confirm nor deny. I just confirmed.
I said
shout out to Lipsticks down in Louisiana on Bourbon Street. I just said shout out to them. I mean, it's all place called Lipsticks. I'm not saying that I walked in there or I walked past it. I saw a place called Lipsticks, and I may or may not have seen several players from several teams indulging in, well, I guess what happens in those places. You have absolutely no room to talk, man. You have no room to talk.
I've repented of my sin.
I'm not. First of all, I never said that. First of all, only time I may or may not have even come close to.
See what I'm saying? You can't. He's not gonna own up. Own it. Own your sin. Own your shortcomings. You made mistakes. You and Gabe wasted your money.
Whoa! Too much dip on your chip there. You said waste of money, brother. I don't waste money. If anything, I probably could have gotten in trouble. I may or may not have grabbed. Oh, no, actually, I wasn't there. I may or may not have been there. But if I was there.
Wait a minute. You stole the money that was on the floor or something. That's what happened. That's what you did, bud. I mean, and I know you. You probably would have taken $20 laying on the floor, putting your pocket.
No. Actually, let me not know, because that actually could probably get. I did not do that.
Let's just say I may have crossed my mind.
I mean, people just wasting money and just sitting there and just saying.
Hey, you know, listen, that ain't nothing a Christian man should be doing or no man should be doing. But you know, it is what it is. You live and learn. We all make mistakes and fall short of His glory. I promise you, I at least pay for two or three semesters for girls back in the day. I wish I'd had every dime of that money.
Wait a minute, Pastor. Wait, what? Hold on.
I'm telling you, man. I mean, my teammate LT used to own a strip club right down from the daggum Giants Stadium. So when we got back off the plane from especially West Coast trips late, well, they keep the strip club open. And back then when I used to party and drink, everybody go there and hang out. I mean, there would be coaches in there. It's awful, man. Thank God for delivering. Thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Yes, yeah, I think God's interrupting your connection because, he knows you're talking about some stuff you ain't got no business talking about. All right, we got to hit a timeout. Let's get him cleared up real quick as we wrap things up, and we're getting off the rails here. So it's let's get back on track, and we'll wrap things up on this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge. Time 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Edition of The Game. We'll do a free-for-all Friday sponsored by Brian Hardy Construction. We'll talk to Brent Beard from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll talk to Bill Bender, Sporting News, with some good news around college football starting at 2 p.m. here on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest-running sports talk show in Tuscaloosa, The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekday.
Powered by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Find adventure, power, and performance today at Tuscaloosa Jeep Dodge Ram.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I wanted to tell you about our friends over at Lamparello Law Education and Advocacy, founded by attorney and professor Adam Lamparello, helping students at every level with mentoring, exam prep, applications, and career planning. Adam also represents students, faculty, and athletes in academic misconduct, First Amendment, NIL, and criminal defense cases, known for real care and relentless advocacy.
Offer gift wrapping to make it easy for you. So come shop with us. We can't wait to help you celebrate the amazing women in your life.
And as always, tell them Van the Bootman sent you.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation.
Barry Moore. I rolled up my sleeves in Congress, and I'll keep fighting for Alabama in the U.S. Senate. I'm Barry Moore, a conservative fighter, and I approve this message.
Approved and paid for by Barry Moore for U.S. Senate.
Want to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Download the Tide 100.9 app today.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Chase, that's why we call it a free-for-all Friday. That was about as raw as it gets, man. And he's over here talking about putting, you know, women through college. So, like, now that's dumb. Now that's dumb. He could have put that towards my college funds, and now we know where that money went. But listen, just know that was not a single. Yeah, I couldn't do it, man. People that know me. I'm very frugal. I can't do it, man. I can't do it. I just was kind of following the lead. There was a game before the big game. There's a game going on in there. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, I was sitting there like, hold on, what the world? I'm like, man. I'm like, that can't be me, though. But teach his own. I guess it makes for good memories, but it definitely is a big waste of money. All right. Anyway, that said, I guess his connection is probably shot, so he's pretty much out of here. But you know what's funny, Chase? I thought he was going to rip the whole 2014 thing, and he kind of sounded very similar to kind of what I've said. Like I do feel like there are some positives that you can pull out of a 2014 playoff. Like, I mean, it does help bring some more, I guess, significance to some of these games. That is true, in my opinion. Like I do think that, and if I'm being honest with you, I think we're frustrated hearing it, seeing it. It just sounds, not ideal. But I feel like it's going to probably end up being similar to a lot of these other things that we've seen recently, or some of these changes, whether it be NIL or whatever the case may be, where at first everybody is, against it. People don't want to see it. They feel like it's going to ruin everything. And then guess what happens, Chase? You kind of just adapt. And I feel like that could end up being the case with the whole 2014 playoff system if it does in fact goes into effect eventually, which the earliest would be 2027, which we'd have to see about that. And I guess we'll just keep waiting and seeing. Look, looks like he went and got him some. What are you eating, man? I mean, he's about to show it. Here we go. Oh, it looks healthy. At least he's on mute. Let's unmute him. Is that salmon?
That's salmon, man. With bacon and chicken thighs with brown rice and spinach and a bunch of vegetables. So it's at a place called Chopped. You go in and make your own salads or bowl, and very Mediterranean healthy is what I eat most of the time. But good. I ordered it and it was ready, so I had to run it and knock it out. So I apologize.
No, you're good, man. No, you're good. Let's say we got a question or two real quick as we wrap things up. Fromm says, Christian, what do you think about college football playing overseas? Where would you want to play? Put me in a Spanish-speaking country. Para que pueda hablar en español así. Put me in any Spanish-speaking country so I can speak Spanish like that. That's what I said. That would be dope.
I want to be in Africa.
You like actually, or I mean, like, are you being silly? Like, I mean, like, what?
Nah, I've been silly.
Okay, to be fair, now listen, I shouldn't say like that, because if you watch, like, I Show Speed, he's a streamer, he went into the Africa tour, and I think it paints a much different picture of Africa than some people might just kind of think, you know what I mean? Like, there's always, like, jokes and stuff about Africa, but if you see, like, some of the stuff that they have.
I want to be in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? Why do you want to go to Puerto Rico? I mean, there's a lot in Puerto Rico too, but I'm not gonna lie, it's just very random. I mean, you're just throwing out names, or I mean, like, maybe not.
I don't know. What I wouldn't want to go nowhere, because what's going on in this world, I want to stay right here in the States. To ban all college athletes from overseas, stay in the States.
I mean, I don't know. I think it would be cool to have, like, college football over in Europe. They tried NFL over there, though. It just didn't really work. I don't know. We got to get out of here, though. I don't want to drag this too long. So I know we got Wyatt coming up next. But we'll definitely be back next week for a Monday. I guess Monday Madness at this rate. Who knows what we'll be talking about. Definitely work on getting some guests. We'll have some fun. We got the dog days of summer, man. So we're
going to get old, Fibbing.
I am going to reach out to him at some point. But I just know that now that he's taking the main stage by storm, main roster, I mean, it's going to be a little bit tough. But we're going to try to figure it out. We'll definitely figure that out. But we got to close things out right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.